Blog Talk Radio.
Tokyo, once a city of 6 million people. What has happened here was caused by a force which, up until a few days ago, was entirely beyond the scope of man's imagination. Tokyo, a smoldering memorial to the unknown. An unknown which at this very moment still prevails and could at any time lash out with its terrible destruction anywhere else in the world. There were once many people here who could have told what they saw. Now there are only a few. My name is Steve Martin. I'm a foreign correspondent for United World News. I was headed for an assignment in Cairo when I stopped off in Tokyo for a social call. But it turned out to be a visit to the living hell of another world. Emergency hospitals were overflowing with the maimed and the dead. For the living, the horror of last night was over. The only thought left was the paralyzing fear that it could happen again today or tomorrow. Everyone who had survived without serious injury was helping to repair the human wreckage. One of the survivors was Emiko Yamane, the daughter of Japan's famous paleontologist. For some of the victims, there was hope. For others, there would be no tomorrow. I don't know how many hours went by before an auxiliary hospital unit found me. I knew it was daylight. I was surprised to be alive. The odor of scorched flesh permeated the air. The sight of all the helpless human wreckage snapped me back to stark reality. After last night, I'm lucky to be alive.
I guess we're all living on borrowed time. Oh, Steve, what brought this upon us?
I don't know, Emiko. I don't know. Your father, is he all right?
Yes. He's meeting with the security officials now. Don't move, Steve. I'll try to get a doctor for you.
It was still hard for me to believe that I could be lying here in a hospital alive when I think of the thousands of others dead and dying in the ruins around me. When I think back, only a few days ago I was en route to Cairo. Few days layover in Tokyo. I was looking forward to a visit with an old college friend, Dr. Sarazawa, a theoretical scientist who was gaining great recognition in the Far East for his unusual experiments. While I was unaware of it at the time, 10,000 feet below, an incident was about to take place that would shake the foundations of the civilized world. Morning, it would have been impossible for anyone to convince me that I would ever see Tokyo like this again.
Hi, you are Mr. Steve Martin?
Yes.
I'm Shigeru Oto, assistant to Dr. Terizawa.
Oh, how do you do? And how is Terizawa?
His health is fine, but he's regrets not being here to meet you.
Something wrong?
Dr. Terizawa had to go inland on the field experiment. He wanted to delay them until after your visit, but they were much too important. He hopes that you'll understand.
Of course. Oh, when's he planning to return?
Perhaps before he departs to Cairo. In the meanwhile, if there's anything I can do, please feel free to call me.
I certainly will. First of all, how can I see one of those stories in my domestic?
Hi, now my name is Steve Martin.
I'm sorry, Mr. Martin, but we must ask you to come to the security office for questioning.
Like way of telling me I'm under arrest?
No, no arrest, just questioning. But it is imperative that you come. Go ahead.
I'll take your bag. I'll tell me something.
No, still imperial.
Kolkata, Martin.
How are you doing, Mr. Margo?
Mr. Nager.
During your flight last night, did anything unusual occur?
I didn't notice anything. I was busy writing and reading the rest of the time I was sleeping.
Oh, I see.
I understand you've questioned everyone on my flight. What is it you're trying to find out? I represent United World News.
I don't know, Mr. Martin.
I don't know whether it should be printed or not. You see, we don't know what it is we're dealing with. At 3:30 this morning, the ship from Tokyo was literally wiped from the surface of the ocean in a matter of seconds.
Anything from the ship's radio?
It said there was a blinding flash of light, and the ocean burst into flame.
It could have been a mine or a collision.
Well, why would the radio man not report a mine or a collision?
Good point. Well, whatever's being done, I'd like to find out about.
All right, come with me. This is the chart room of an Ankai steamship company. It was their ship which was stopped. What did it say?
Telling me what they're discussing.
They're at a loss to explain how this ship disappears so suddenly. Any survivors? No, not yet. We're in direct contact with a rescue ship now. It should arrive at the scene of the sinking in a few hours.
Você manda imediatamente o Glenn para o Brasil. Acaba de ser afundado o oitavo navio japonês. Um grande desastre. Uma coisa terrível.
That's it, operator. This is George Lawrence, United World News, Chicago, USA. Japanese ship disasters puzzle world. Eight ships obliterated by mysterious blinding flash of fire. No survivors found. Radio reports from stricken ships gave the same message. That's right. Terrible sea of fire engulfs all. Staggering death toll forces all shipping schedules be canceled. Will remain Tokyo unless word from you. Signed, Steve Martin. You got it, thanks.
Like a creeping illness, panic began to spread all over Japan. The Nankai Shipping Company swarmed with distraught families pleading for news of lost crew. Two survivors who had been found died in a matter of minutes from shock and strange burns. With disaster following disaster, the terror-stricken people demanded action. Security officials and scientists were called together. Dr. Yamane, Japan's leading paleontologist, was among the top scientists invited to the meeting. I had met Dr. Yamane through my friend Sarazawa several years ago. If there was to be an answer to these mysterious ship disasters, it would come from these men.
あ、とんでもない。このままでは近く、山根ある。これすぐに申し上げます。艦に従うゴジラの生命を絶つことができる。その対策を考えたいんです。それを無理です。水爆の訓練を受けながら、なおかつ生命を保っているゴジラを。何をもって
My Japanese is a little rusty.
まずあの不思議な生命力を研究すること。
Dr. Yamane is suggesting to the officials that they question the natives of a small island. He says that Odo Island is close to the area where the disasters have taken place.
Odo Island, a bleak spot of land in the Pacific, populated with several hundred natives who are now half paralyzed with fear.
どう考えても、あらわじゃねえぞ。いつも、あそこに何か流れてた。いかだだ。おーい。いかだだぞ。いかだだぞ。
These people were the only ones who had seen some of the fires at sea. They were also the only ones who saw a survivor of the sinking, and his visit was short. The next morning, a helicopter was dispatched from Tokyo. The security officer, Mr. Iwanaga, had arranged for me to join the group of officials who were to question the natives of Odo Island.
While various natives of the island were being interrogated by the officials, Yomo and I went out among the natives.
Hey, me myself.
Tomo, we make him mad?
He's frightened, he's terrified.
Must have seen something.
He claimed he saw a monster, a horrible monster.
Saw a monster. He's had too much sake.
Oh, no, Mr. Martin. These island people are very superstitious.
Well, let's see what else we can find out. It was decided that we would spend the night, and it gave me an opportunity to witness a rare ceremony, one that was all but forgotten.
The island people are beset by many dangers, Steve. Some real, some imagined. This ceremony is dedicated to one such danger. Well, there is a legend among the island people that somewhere off their shores there exists a monster too terrible for mortals. Many centuries ago, they used to send a young girl on a raft each year as a sacrifice. Did you hear that? Godzilla.
They believe their Godzilla is responsible for all these ship disasters.
They're certain.
Thank you. The next morning, the officials brought some of the islanders back to Tokyo to make a direct report. Each of the natives of Odo Island told his own story of the sudden turbulence and had his own ideas of its cause. They were all of the opinion that the destruction was brought about by a living creature.
I have not been to the island myself, but the world today is filled with many mysteries. In the Himalayas, footprints of snowmen have been found. No one knows anything about them. So if there's no one who can explain the phenomenon at the top of the world, is it not possible that some other unexplainable phenomenon might exist at the bottom of the ocean? A research party should be organized to make a scientific survey of Odo Island.
I'll take up your money. I'll see you later. It seems to me there are still forces left in the world.
It is good to see you.
You take this monster talk seriously?
Who can tell?
I understand you're heading the research group to Odo Island.
Yes, we leave this afternoon.
With your permission, I'd like to come along. I've been cleared by the security.
Of course. PJ at 2 o'clock.
PRJ swarms with well wishes for Dr. Yamani. But there was still a feeling of anxiety among us all. For every ship that had taken this course had vanished from the face of the earth. Yes, there was a feeling of anxiety. But perhaps the two exceptions were Emiko and a young Marine officer named Okada. At the moment, they seemed more interested in each other. When I'd last seen Emiko, she had just become engaged to Dr. Sarazawa. It was the usual triangle. Only this time, it was to play an important part in the lives of millions of people.
This well is contaminated. Please stay back. This well is dangerous.
Oh.
Mr. Ojiela. These are footsteps of a living creature. Thank you. They're also radioactive.
This ground is dangerous. Everybody, please stay back.
Amico, a trilobite, a three-winged worm which was thought to be extinct.
Don't hold it in your bare hands.
What does that mean? It's a fabulous discovery.
Trilobite. Isn't that a...
Brontosaurus and other ancient reptiles roamed the earth. It was known as the Jurassic Age. During this period, there was another species which we may call the intermediary animal, a cross between the land-living and the sea-living animal. Let us call this creature Godzilla, according to the legend of Oda Island. And judging from this photograph, this creature is over 400 feet tall. Of course, the question we are asking ourselves is how this animal happened to reappear after all these centuries, and so near to the coast of Japan. One answer could be that some rare phenomenon of nature allowed this breed of the Jurassic Age to reproduce itself, and for a long span of time it had no reason to reappear to the world. But now that analysis of radioactivity of the creature's footprint shows the existence of strontium-90, a product of the H-bomb, it is my belief that Godzilla was resurrected due to the repeated experiments of H-bombs.
Can you hear me okay, George? Now let's have it, Steve. What about this monster story of yours?
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
You realize your story's front page all over the country. We want to know what's being done about this monster.
Well, here's your headline. Security decides to use depth bomb on Godzilla.
Well, that's fine. But how can they use depth bombs against something they can't even see?
Same way they look for a submarine. No, no. Well, they'll find him, all right. The big question is, will they kill him?
Well, stay on it, Steve. Keep us posted.
I will. So long, George.
Steve, you are a better newspaper man than a linguist.
It is good to hear from you.
I just got the message that you called. You finished with your experiment. Yes, I finished.
Good, let's have dinner tonight.
We can speak it tomorrow.
Emiko is coming over this evening, and she said it was important.
All right, I'll check with you tomorrow.
That will be fine, Steve.
Sayonara.
The marriage between Emiko and Dr. Sarazawa had been arranged when they were both children, and while Emiko wasn't in love with the great scientist, she had great respect and admiration for him. It proved difficult for her to tell him that she was going to marry Ogata.
It's good to have you home, Dr. Sarazawa.
It is good to be back, Emiko.
I'm glad we have this time together. There is something important I must tell you.
But there is something far more important which I must show you. The world must not know of this. Promise to keep my secret.
I won't even tell my father. Nothing. Thank you. Father, what is it?
It's all wrong. That cellar should not be destroyed. We should be studied. Please, be you.
By the end of the day, it was generally assumed that the underwater demolition had ended short of the terrible reign of Godzilla. There was a feeling of relief throughout Tokyo. Even celebration. But both the hope and celebration were short-lived. Within minutes, the city was aware that Godzilla was inside Tokyo Harbor. Among the people, there was a state of panic. The military used every man and machine available in an effort to stem the oncoming terror.
I couldn't tell Dr. Sarazawa about it.
I understand. Thank you.
The damage had been severe, but fortunately confined to the dock section of the city. Godzilla was still in Tokyo Bay, and there was every reason to believe he would return, unless some means was found to stop him.
Hi, Tomo.
What you been out reading for?
I'll get this story up to the paper. Anything happened after I left?
Yes. They make one last big effort to stop me.
What's that?
Here, I'll show you. Tokyo is surrounded by high tents and electrical towers. To get to the heart of the city, Godzilla would have to break through 300,000 volts of electricity. The officials are trying to have everything ready by nightfall. Now I must report back to the station.
All right. And thanks, Tomo.
Hello, Steve.
Sayonara.
The security officials ordered a general evacuation of all non-essential personnel. It was a monumental job, but a job which had to be done. By nightfall, everyone was off the street. The news office commanded a good view of Tokyo and was receiving all reports directly from security headquarters. This tape recording is for George Lawrence, United World News, Chicago, USA. Everyone remaining in the city was on a watch and wait basis. The wait was not a long one. George, here in Tokyo, time has been turned back 2 million years. This is my report of the happened. A prehistoric monster the Japanese call Godzilla has just walked out of Tokyo Bay. He's as tall as a 30-story building. Now he's making his way toward the city's main line of defense. 300,000 volts of electricity strung around the city is a barrier. A barrier against Godzilla. hardly believes what has just happened. Now it seems Tokyo has no defense. Entire tank corps to point blank firing range. I'm saying a prayer, George. A prayer for the whole world. Tanks have been wiped out by a wall of flame. Neither man nor his machines are able to stop this creature. Thank you. Godzilla has turned the heart of Tokyo into a sea of fire. Beneath the flames, thousands lie dead or dying.
Thank you.
Snoop are sleeping very nervously.
Oh, God. New development?
Nothing you will develop unless...
Unless what?
I was shown a terrible secret, which is probably the only weapon which could destroy Godzilla.
What is it?
I promised Dr. Godzilla never to reveal the secret to anyone.
Emiko, last night Tokyo was destroyed. Tomorrow it might be Osaka or Yokohama. If you can't help, you must.
When I went to see Dr. Godzilla, I heard him tell me about Osaka. But there was something he wanted to show me. Dr. Serizawa had been experimenting with oxygen when he came upon a terrible chemical destruction, a way to destroy all oxygen and water, thereby disintegrating all living matter. An amount no larger than a baseball could turn Tokyo Bay into a graveyard. Serizawa had found a terrible destructive power, and until he could find a counteracting good that would come from its discovery, he didn't want the world to know his secret.
どんなことがあっても、お父様にだって絶対に申しませんわ。
He made me promise never to tell what I had seen.
Emiko, we need Sarazawa's help. There's no other way.
If I could only see him, just talk to him.
Perhaps I can change his mind. Ogata will go.
Whatever you do, Emiko, you mustn't fail. Sit down. Doctor, I know of your oxygen destroyer. We must have it.
I don't know what you are talking about.
I broke my promise, Serizawa. I told Heath Martin and Ogata. They both agreed. You must use your oxygen destroyer against Godzilla.
Let's go.
Please stop.
The oxygen destroyer cannot be used. If we don't defend ourselves from Godzilla now, what will become of us? And what will become of us if a weapon such as I now have falls into the wrong hands? Then you have a responsibility no man has ever faced. You have your fear, which might become reality. And you have Godzilla, which is reality.
Attention, attention, people of Japan. At this moment, a nationwide prayer is being observed for the survivors of devastated Tokyo. The voices of our children are raised in a prayer for the courage to surmount the destruction of today and look forward with hope for peace and light.
Have you decided?
Yes. Be the only time the oxygen destroyer will be used.
Finding the location of Godzilla, the oxygen destroyer, all these have been accomplished.
What a...
Sarazawa insisted upon helping Ogata place the weapon.
And now, the divers are descending. We ask the whole world to stand by.
They have reached the bottom. Thank you. One diver is up. It is Ogata. Dr. Sarazawa has not yet started his ascent. Sarazawa, hold the line up. Answer me, Sarazawa.
People of the world, Godzilla is dead to rebuild our beloved land. He said, be happy together. The menace was gone. So was a great man. But the whole world could wake up and live again. Thank you.
You know, I must have been 4 or 5 years old when I first saw Godzilla on Million Dollar Movie. Good evening, everybody. And we are welcoming you to our extended version of Halloween and how many times we say boo. Choked me up a little bit because I ain't gonna lie, Godzilla scared the sugar honey iced tea out of my ass when I was little. I saw that motherfucker roaring and whatnot, roasting police cars, and I was like, what the fuck? Even had bad dreams about it. It's like, if you don't go to sleep and go to school and be good, I will come back and eat you. It's like, okay, I ain't getting that, so I guess I'm going to school. But anyway, we figured we had to start with the big G to set things off right as we step from the world to guide you further on into science fiction and science fact. Ishiro Honda, who produced the movie The Bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki as his inspirations to put together Godzilla or Gojira, when it was first created in 1954. In 1956, the movie was anglicized for the American markets and English-speaking markets as Godzilla, King of the Monsters, in 1956. Now, I made a heading in the beginning of the movie about what the subtitles would be about, and I wrote American Horror Story. I wrote American Horror Story because if it's American, there's got to be politics involved of some sort. And I had something else in mind, but you get the idea. Unfortunately, there's no science fiction when it comes to politics. The real American horror story, is slavery and what was done in what's been called the killing fields of the American South. Unspeakable things were done to black people, as they are even today. And unfortunately, that has not changed, won't change, because it's going to come to a push or shove movement. We know as a fact that there's more black, brown, yellow, and red folks on this planet than the real majority white folks. And stupid people or reasonable people are going to force something negative to happen. This we know. Science fiction is one way those fears get translated. The first bit of science was that whites, of course, are superior to black people, etc., etc. That's why genetics and eugenics were always tossed back and forth like cubes of dice. Now, once it was proven that genetics won over eugenics, they tried to change their tune. You can't hide the fact that Hitler wrote his book, Mein Kampf, from the premise that white is superior to black in his mindset, so he thought. But it was an Austrian botanist named Gregor Mendel who came up with the laws regarding how the order of things are, using pea plants as his basis. But later on, other forms of life proved out to show that the premise of hybrids, hybrid vigor, ethnic background, everything came into play, and that the last thing on the scale was white this, white that, blue eyes this, blonde hair that. And the geneticists and the eugenicists went on head at the possibility of, you know, we have another argument to throw out here. unfortunately, those same eugenicists, like Andrew Carnegie and others like them, changed their tune and changed their name by calling the Center for Eugenics the Genome Project after World War II, trying to clean their shit up. It didn't work. But you get the point. What they did in World War II set tone. Now, of course, Jews may not want to hear this, but a lot of what was done to them in World War II was because of the fact that they were considered inferior. And even though they may not use ethnic background as a reason why, it led to the addition of the horror story. Because Jews and Slavs and Gypsies or Roma, others were also thrown into the pot. But what makes this an American horror story is that slavery gets romanticized by certain people, by certain entities, by certain segments of society, saying that it's okay. You can do whatever you want to do to black folks. Unfortunately, too many folks want to agree because it ain't them. Unless, of course, we talk about reparations, which is another two-drink conversation. So during the rest of the month, as we talk about science fiction, horror, however you want to describe it, we'll also touch on points like this and bring home the overall theme. The controlling mechanism society uses to keep folks quiet. And also to push their own means as to staying on top or methodology used to maintain a status quo. Now, you take a little trip to South America. South America and science fiction usually aren't connected with science fiction, but I'll make one last footnote about Japan before we carry on. Japan has never, ever argued about the possibility or the concept of death. People die, even in animation in Japan. I know when Japan first started sending over their shows, Space Cruiser Yamato, which was Star Blazers, and other shows of that ilk, Astro Boy, characters died in the shows. This is a new concept because it didn't happen in American animation. And we were like, oh no, what happened? It's true. They did not hesitate to add to the reality of their show by reminding everybody that there's a beginning and there's an end, and that death was part of life. So whenever anime makes its presence upon us, we recognize that. Because I can remember watching Speed Racer and Gigantor and Star Blazers and everything else, and seeing all this happen, seeing characters I used to run over from school come in to watch die and say, oh shit, they actually did that. They wouldn't do that in American animation. And very, very rarely have we seen it happen in American animation. Of course, Japanese animation, anime, it doesn't faze anybody. But in American animation, I've seen it happen once or twice, possibly, for the imposition is made that the character died or what have you. Now, moving on, as stated, we go to South America. And a character named Cyber Six. She is a android, artificial person, whatever you want to call, who somehow gets here and finds herself in a situation where She's trying to gain a humanity. She is based in a mythical town called Mariana, which to a lot of people who are familiar may sound more like Buenos Aires, Argentina. That's where Carlos Trujillo, who did the storylines for, comes from. And when they made the cartoon version of this show in Canada for Teletoon, they would make references to the great soccer side, Boca Juniors, with the colors blue and gold, and focus on that, and things that would make you realize, well, this is not an American or even a Canadian city. It had a whole different flavor to it. But anyway, our heroine, Cyrus Six, who looks a lot like my Soul Patrol and Frank County Troop, defends evil and fights it. I should say defends against evil and fights it wearing high boots and a skin-tight vinyl outfit. Now, I don't know where they came from, but it was an interesting cartoon, and the lines of it fluctuated between little kiddies and adults. I think that's one reason why I got as many views as it did and why they actually ran versions of it. To my knowledge, there's only 13 episodes that they made possible. This is the first one. And this is just the start of a whole lot of good stuff we'll see all through the month. Tomorrow, the Hump Day Special will be in effect 9 p.m. Eastern. We'll chop up this and we'll chop up that, but stay focused on animation and the good stuff to come. For everybody here at the tree, we say boo, a friendly boo, and we will talk to you later. Ciao.
Then you all look like this. Some of you still do. Next slide.
We are all looking forward to having you, Mr. Seidelman. All right. Here we are.
Is love a tender thing? It is too rough, too rude and...
He can't do that. What a day. Time to teach him a lesson.
Ground zero, Romeo, man.
Atomic confusion, dude. Blah. Fellas. Chill, dude. You kids are scream queen.
Gonna tag you by this that Bing Banger. Hey, that's 3D and 11.
Follow the lambs from school. Adrian Seidelman, yes? Lucas Amato, biology.
Oh, hi, literature.
Oh, you're not the new karate teacher.
What?
It's just a joke. Come on, let's grab a coffee. Lousy business. You're not from the city, are you?
Oh, a small village. But can I ask you, I've got a student.
Oh, Lori. Yeah. She's a good kid. A little mixed up.
Go! Yeah! Yeah!
I'm a city boy myself.
Yes!
Something wrong?
I better go. Thanks for the coffee, Lucas.
Oh, well.
Oh! You're in great danger. Please.
Are you hurt?
No. Just give me the vial.
Let me help you.
The engraver and printer.
Get them started right away, and then load up the truck.
Yes, sir. Right away. There is one other thing, sir.
Yes.
Our fixed idea has been deactivated. Only the clothes were left. It's vial empty.
Impossible. I will send Jose.
Yes, I have an idea. I'm watching someone, sir.
Jose will deal with this puzzle. Ship the cargo. Now! Jose?
Yes, Father?
She was strange, but beautiful. And the monster was...
Come on, you must have been dreaming.
Haven't got the imagination. Then it evaporated. Poof! I never seen anything like it.
Monsters? It was just a dream.
Am I dreaming this?
Put it away.
What's the matter?
Please.
Hey, what?
Be careful, Lucas.
Wait! Adrian!
Thank you.
You're just a kid.
You will do exactly as I say. In the future, you will sit in my presence.
Adrian!
Maybe you should give it to her.
No.
Look, this hole.
A hole?
You could get killed. She sounds dangerous.
I think she's in trouble.
The fixed idea was found under his window?
Yes, sir.
And you think he knows what happened?
She's never tried to hurt me. Huh?
Shh.
Huh? Who would do this?
Next time, give her the vial. It's my fault. If I hadn't come here, five fingers, a heart, I'm not like them. I don't need a friend. Me.
Tonight, Lori. Warehouse, huh?
Four lumps! waste your time? No! Hurry, you fools!
That's it for tonight, folks. We're just getting started. We'll see you tomorrow for the update special, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, and whatever time it is in Japan, or whatever time it is in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Ciao for now.